This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Russia vetoed on Thursday the annual renewal of a panel of experts monitoring enforcement of longstanding United Nations sanctions against North Korea over its nuclear weapons and ballistic missiles program.
But let me be clear. Russia, you silenced the panel of experts today, but you will never silence those of us who stand in support of the global nonproliferation regime.
The move comes amid U.S.-led accusations that North Korea has transferred weapons to Russia, which Moscow has used in its war in Ukraine. Both Moscow and Pyongyang have denied the accusations, but vowed last year to deepen military relations. China abstained from the vote on Thursday, while the remaining 13 council members voted in favor. Crypto mogul Sam Bankman-Fried sentenced to 25 years in prison for a $10 billion fraud scheme that collapsed the company FTX. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Entrepreneur Sam Bankman-Fried has received a 25-year sentence for fraud and conspiracy. The 32-year-old was found guilty in November of using billions of dollars from FTX depositors, customers, investors, and lenders to gain influence and dominance in the cryptocurrency space. That included buying luxury properties in the Caribbean, private airplanes, and paying bribes to foreign officials. The judge said the sentence reflected there's a risk that this man will be in a position to do something very bad in the future, and said the jail time was intended to disable that ability. I'm Jackie Quinn.
In a legally binding order, the top United Nations court says Israel must open more land crossings into Gaza for food, water, fuel, and other supplies. The International Court of Justice issued two new so-called provisional measures Thursday in a case brought by South Africa accusing Israel of acts of genocide in its war in Gaza, charges Israel strongly denies. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day.